Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 20th of August 2014, and it is sunny in Great Yarmouth. A little bit chilly, but not too bad. Last night was really cold. The noise you can hear in the background is the dishwasher. Darren has a tabletop dishwasher. So that is the racket that you can hear. And I'm about to drink my cup of tea. Made by Darren. So thank you very much for my tea. And today we are just mooching about. Off to Darren's mum and dad's, because they've invited us for dinner. Which is very nice of them. So we're going to go. Darren's dad's going to pick us up later. So that'll be nice. And then tomorrow I'm having my nails done. Darren's mum's got this lady who goes to her house to do her nails. So I just want mine cut. So they're cut neatly. And then I just want her to paint them for me. I'm going to have them done pink. So that'll be that. And we are meant to also go for a walk on Gorleston Beach. Well, on top of the cliffs, I suppose. We're not actually going to go on the beach because they won't want to, which is a shame because Zara likes the beach. But hey-ho, here we go. That's that. But we'll go another time on our own and go on the beach. Won't we, Tiggs?
Yeah,
she says. Anything else to add to my boo, Dazza Harris?
Not really. I'll put on the...
Oh, yeah. Go on, tell them.
Remote interface to voiceover keyboards, right above the short.
Do you know, it just looks like a tiny little remote control. Looks
it's
weird.
It's small. I was just charging it at the moment.
But has it got all the key... Has it got all the alphabet? Well, it can't have the alphabet keys, yeah, would it?
No, it doesn't.
So it'd be like typing like you did on a Nokia?
Almost.
Oh, no, forget that. I think I'd rather type on my... Although I'll try it.
It's similar.
I'll try it. I shouldn't say never. I'll try it. Darren will do an audio boot of...
Once I'm more competent with it, yes.
What is it called? Revo 123?
No, it's just called Revo for voiceover. Revo, R-I-V-O for voiceover. It's made by a company called Mobiance. They're South Korean.
I think it was... demonstrated.
You'll see it on AppleVis.
It was on AppleVis, I thought it was. So if you want to go on AppleVis, for anyone who doesn't know, it's Apple, as in AppleVis.com, I think. Well, I should know, considering I've joined it. And you know, it's funny because it is quite informative, because you can set it up to... so that you can get the emails of what people post to the forums. And okay, for some people it could be a bit annoying because sometimes it is a lot of traffic. But then again, you don't have to read them. You can just press the delete button. But it gives you an idea about the sort of things people discuss and how informative it is. And the good thing about AppleVis is that it's actually... blind, well, people with some sort of visual impairment, I think, who actually input to the site and to the forums. So, you know, it just seems like a helpful place to to be. I've actually learned how much they cover in the very short space of time that I've been on it. And with the new iOS 8 coming up, it'll be good to have somewhere to go to if you're a bit stuck.
Tips and tricks, you find that there's all sorts of little things you find out on there. I love it. I don't read everything.
Well, I don't have time to read everything, sadly, but it does mean if the subject... because obviously, the subject line tells you what it's about, so you think, oh, yeah, okay, I'll read that. And the good thing, what they've done, which is not usual on other mailing sites, is that when you get the email, the original email, say, for example, Darren's posted to the forum, that would be the first thing that you see. So yeah. That's the top email. And then if there are any comments, you get them. So you won't think, oh, what are they talking about? I'm really confused. So, and it's all like that with every email. You get the originating email first, which I think is quite good, actually. I think that's it, really. So I'm going to publish, and I'll speak to you later. Bye-bye.